We go now to Colombia for something of a love story. The setting is the outskirts of the country's third largest city. On one side is a school administrator and a mother of two. The object of her affection, or rather the objects of her affection, are hundreds of abused exotic animals. NPR's Juan Ferrero has their story.
Villa Lorena here in southwestern Colombia is an animal refuge like no other. There are four lions and nine Bengal tigers. There are jaguars and cougars, a crocodile, a speckled bear, and an ostrich. There's a chimpanzee named Jocko, spider monkeys, and hundreds of brightly colored birds. What they all have in common is they've been abused, says Ana Julia Torres.
Y los animales de aquí son animales cojos.
They're lame or have lost limbs, they're blind or can't focus, or have lost an eye, says Torres. Monkeys have been beaten, birds have had their beaks cut off. For 18 years now, Torres has quietly been collecting animals whose treatment underscores the darker side of Colombian society. Drug kingpins and death squad commanders used to have jaguars and tigers as mascots. With so many of those men extradited to the United States, the animals have wound up here, in Villa Lorena. The environmental police also provide a steady supply of animals confiscated from smugglers and fly-by-night circuses.
Tengo dos hijos humanos y el resto son 800 garrudos, peludos.
I have two human children and the rest of my children are 800 animals, some clawed and some very hairy, but all of them wonderful, she says. Here, some are housed in tight cages, others in large ones similar to those of a modern zoo. Torres is 52 with a helmet of brown hair and an easy smile. Donations and revenues from three private schools she runs help fund Villa Lorena with its 10 employees.
Sí, a mí me dicen que yo soy loca.
They say I'm crazy because I've dedicated my life to this, she says, but I've forgotten about material things. Few people, though, ever get to see the collection. It's open to the children in her schools and the journalists who come knocking.
Villa Lorena no es un zoológico. Villa Lorena es un refugio.
This is not a zoo, she says. It's a refuge, an old age home, a hospital, a place where we love, protect, defend, and respect animals. Still, even Torres has her favorites, the big cats. And none is closer to her than Jupiter, whom she treats like a bouncing baby. He's a 12-year-old African lion, big, powerful, ferocious. But he's a pussycat with Torres, who hugs and kisses him through the red bars of his cage. Though Villa Lorena has a permit and the support of state wildlife officials, some have questioned whether some of these animals shouldn't be put to sleep. But Torres firmly believes that animals should be treated like people. Why do we believe that an old animal should be put to death, that because they don't have a leg, they can't live? What we've shown here is that they can live happily. On a tour of the 6 acres that make up the refuge, Torres stops to talk to her favorite tigers and Winnie the Pooh, a bear. She even has a way with the great storks that seem to answer her by clicking their beaks. And then there's Lorenzo. He's a water buffalo, brutish and not very attractive. While hugging Lorenzo, Torres says she detects a teardrop on his heavy, hairy face. She tells him not to cry and that she loves him, like all of her children. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.